In the last presidential election, more than 250,000 Michigan voters cast their ballots for third-party or write-in candidates. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in Michigan by fewer than 11,000 votes. Sheikha Dalmia is an avowed libertarian, but sees a bigger priority than supporting her party in the 2020 presidential election. Dalmia is a columnist at The Week and a senior analyst for Reason. She spoke with Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou.
Hi, Sheikha. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Doug.
You and your colleagues at Reason, the libertarian magazine and website, recently revealed who you're each supporting in the presidential campaign. You are voting for Joe Biden. What are the libertarian arguments for voting against Trump?
The libertarian case against Trump is so overdetermined, it's hard to know where to exactly begin. He's a strong economic interventionist. He's very aggressive in trying to pick winners and losers in the marketplace. He's a protectionist, which means he's anti-trade, and libertarians are the party of free trade. They believe in the free movement of people and goods. And on immigration, he's been nothing short of a nightmare. But in my view, his bigger problem from a libertarian standpoint is his open glorification of state violence. You know, there hasn't been a president I can ever think of who just sort of openly glorifies foreign dictators who've used the worst kind of violence against their own people, and he relishes it himself.
Well, Sheikha, you mentioned violence, and some of the suspects in the alleged plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer have called themselves, or been described by their attorneys at least, as libertarians. And on the surface, the idea of wanting less government aligns with the Libertarian Party principles. But do you have concerns about extremists or fringe groups co-opting the libertarian message?
You know, I actually do have some concern about that. Some of these groups, they are closer to vigilante groups. That's not libertarianism. There is a certain strain of libertarianism that believes that the government, which has a monopoly on force, that leads to all kinds of abuses. And they want different groups having the power to enforce the law and there to be competition among these groups. But there is a belief in rules.
Libertarians and other third-party voters are often criticized for voting for a candidate who they know will not win. And you voted for the libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, in 2012. But you also voted for President George W. Bush in 2004 and for Hillary Clinton in the last election. What went into your thinking for those votes?
Well, the reason I voted for George Bush, as I remember at that time, was I was just not excited about John Kerry. That was my first vote as a naturalized citizen, so I felt it was my sort of civic duty to vote. Then I sat out the next election and I voted for Gary Johnson. You know, he was the first libertarian candidate who had ever excited me. He was the governor of New Mexico. He seemed to have something that libertarians often don't, which is he had a governing philosophy. In the case of Hillary Clinton, I thought the stakes were too high because Trump already had been showing some of, you know, what he was going to be.
Sheikha, in 2016, more than 172,000 Michiganders voted for the libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson. So it's safe to assume that this year's candidate, Joe Jorgensen, will also get some support. What are you hearing from your fellow libertarians about why they will or will not vote for Trump or Biden?
Most of my libertarian colleagues will vote for Joe Jorgensen, although I do have to say in the swing, most swing states, they are seriously considering Biden. They vote libertarian instead of the two main party candidates because we need competition in the political system. They want a consistent voice that, you know, speaks up for individual liberty. And, you know, the only person I think in a long, long time who had been that or has been that voice is Justin Amash.
And Amash is the West Michigan congressman who considered running for president as a libertarian. If he had gotten into the race, would that have made it tougher for you to choose Joe Biden?
Yes. I mean, he has been so principled and so consistent and has such a proven track record that that would have made it hard for me to go for Biden.
Sheikha, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Doug.